Hello and welcome to Qatar German Medical. At this time, all participants are in listen mode only. There will be a question and answer session after the prepared remarks. Please be advised that this call is being recorded at the company's request. I will now turn over the call to Bobby. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Hi. Hello. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Bobby Sarkar, Head of Research at QNB Financial Services. I wanted to welcome everyone to Qatar German Medical Devices second quarter and 6 months 2026 results conference call. So on this call from QGMD, we have Abdulaziz Saad Al-Tamimi, who is the Managing Director, and we will conduct this conference with management first reviewing the company's results, followed by a Q&A. I would now like to turn the call over to Abdulaziz. Sir, please go ahead.
Thank you. Good afternoon, respected our investors and shareholders. Qatar German Medical discloses the financial statement for the 6 month period ending 30 June 2026. The financial statement declared a net loss of riyal 1.2 million in the comparison of net profit 5.7 million for the same period of the previous year. The loss per share amounted to Qatari 0.011 as of 30 June 2026 versus earnings per share 0.050 for the same period in 2025. We are pleased to present the company financial results for the first half of 2026 ending June 30, 2026. The results reflected a significant improvement in operational and financial performance comparing to the same period 2025. The company achieved sales of 22.7 million compared to 1.7 million during the same period in 2025, representing an increase of approximately 54.8%. This growth reflects the company's ongoing efforts to enhance its sales activity. The improvement in profitability is even more pronounced. Earning before interest, taxes, depreciation, EBITDA, excluding extraordinary revenue and expenses, reached 1.3 million during the first half of 2026 compared to loss of 64,000 in the same period 2025. This represents a significant improvement in core operating performance. The company performance demonstrates a positive impact of major take to improve operational efficiency, manage costs, and optimize the use of existing resources and facilities. Furthermore, the company is allocating a portion of the cash flow generated from this improved in the operational performance to repay the settled outstanding debt and obligations. This will contribute to easing financial burden, improving the company's financial position, and enhancing its ability to meet its existing commitments. The company affirms its commitment to maintaining this positive momentum throughout the remainder of 2026. It will continue to focus revenue growth, operational efficiency, cost optimization, strengthening internal controls and governance, and expanding its business activities to establish a stronger and more sustainable financial position in the future. This is all from my end.
Okay. Hi, operator. Can we open it up to questions?
Yeah. Thank you. At this time, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, press star one again. We will pause for just a moment to compile the Q&A roster. Again, if you would like to ask a question, press star one on your telephone keypad. Thank you. There are no further questions in the queue. I will now turn the call back over to Bobby for closing remarks. Please go ahead.
Oh, okay. Thank you. If there are no questions, we can end the call for today. I want to thank Abdulaziz for taking the time to go over the presentation. And we will again pick this up next quarter. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes today's call. Thank you all for joining. You may now disconnect.